Good morning and welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous, AA meeting on air. My name is Steve and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Steve.
We'll start our meeting with the Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
The preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any set, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, and neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Welcome to our meeting this morning. We have members of our fellowship in, and they'll be sharing their experience, strength and hope about the journey of recovery from alcoholism. And the first person to share this morning is Darren. Do you want to share?
Yes, thank you. Hi, I'm Darren. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Darren.
Yeah, look, if I reflect to, you know, my journey into this program, which is a little over 2 years ago now, I think the thing about it was probably just the fact that, you know, it was a very subtle start for me. I just had a drinking problem at the beginning. You know, it wasn't like I could always identify myself as being, you know, an alcoholic like it was, you know, when I started my journey in AA. I just had what, you know, I thought was, like everybody else, a lot of drinking in my life, but it all felt relatively normal to me, and I guess that's the subtle part of it. Everything would end up in a drink. I found myself drinking always at the end of the day, but I told myself that was normal, that I needed that to relax and unwind. I found myself drinking all through the weekend, but again, I surrounded myself with people who drank like me, so I thought nothing of it. But I guess it was when that drinking started to become more and more frequent and for longer and longer periods that actually things started changing in my life as a result of my drinking. And, you know, it was really difficult for me because, you know, even though I could see that drinking was becoming an issue in my life, you know, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to think that there was something wrong that I had to change. And in fact, what ended up happening was as the damage started happening, I started drinking more to sort of escape the bad things that were happening in my life. And so it became this vicious circle, I suppose, which then became a downward spiral. And, you know, then things started really going wrong. People started telling me that if I didn't change my drinking, then they would leave me. And that's when I tried to stop and I found that I couldn't. And that's when, you know, it became really serious. In fact, the more I tried to stop, the more I ended up drinking. And that's when, I guess, the real dilemma started to form for me. It seemed like every time I tried to do something about it, the opposite would happen in an even greater scale. So by the time I made a first step to do something about it, it wasn't with AA. I tried everything else first. I tried going to counsellors. I tried just swearing off alcohol. I tried, you know, runs of sobriety where I just forced myself to stop. But all the difficulties in my life that had mounted up by that stage just seemed to get worse when I put the drink down, but I didn't do anything in my life to help myself, you know, kind of start recovering. So, you know, all of those attempts ended in failure and ended up in even worse sprees and bouts of drinking. And by that stage, I was on my own, you know. I'd sort of lost a lot of things in my life that were the things that I worked really hard to achieve. So there was certainly financial loss, but more painful than that, there was family loss. You know, my wife had left me, my son had been taken off me, and I really was at the at the bottom of a very, very dark and lonely period. I was on my own by that stage, and I was even drinking on my own. And I guess that's the day that I decided that everything had failed and I should probably actually go and talk to Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know who was there. In fact, my ideas about AA was completely different to what I actually experienced when I arrived. What I arrived to was, you know, a room full of people that were actually sober and were recovering, and they looked really good and they looked happy, and they spoke about what they did to stay sober, not just talk about the pain in their life as a result of their drinking. And so I could immediately see that, you know, people were having success where I had previously failed, and that is what, you know, attracted me to the program. That was the first time I felt some hope, because before that I felt completely hopeless. And, you know, I began the journey into this program, and that was because a part of me did actually want to change by that point in time. And what I found in the program was people to help me, and that was the amazing thing, I think. You know, like, I did everything that I was told to do. I went to lots of AA meetings. I, you know, mustered up the courage to talk to people before meetings and after the meetings. People there told me to get a sponsor, which is a person that can take you through the steps of this program and help you understand what it means to be sober and how to stay sober. And I mean, I didn't know how to live sober. That was the problem. You know, I only knew how to live alcoholically by that point, is what I've identified my behaviour as. And the obsessive compulsion to drink alcohol all the time didn't leave me immediately, so what I needed was a lot of support, and that's what I found in the program. You know, today some of my closest friends are recovering alcoholics. You know, I found a way to identify with people that I'd completely lost. I found a way to get in touch with my emotions again that got completely drowned and switched off during, you know, my periods of alcoholism. You know, I found a way to actually live and deal with the things in my life today that I just used to run away from and try and push deep down inside of myself and cover up with alcohol. And I have to say that as a result of sticking around in the program, because it's not a cure in yourself. It's not like going to the doctor and getting some antibiotics and then your alcoholism clears up and you're cured. At the end of it, I found that it's a program that I need to implement in my life every day. But I get the benefits of that every day as well. You know, I get to live a life today that I hadn't thought possible when I was indulging in alcoholism every day. Like, oh, I've become a reliable person again, both to my son and to my family. I've become, you know, a good employee again, whereas I lost my job back in the old days. I have things in my life today that, you know, I'm really grateful for. I've been able to become, you know, proud of the person that I am and establish some, you know, love for myself again, which were all things that I completely lost. You know, so I'm really grateful for that. It's something that, you know, has taken a lot of work, but it's really been worthwhile. And I think, you know, at the start of the journey, it's something that, you know, you don't need to understand how this program works. It's just a program that, you know, has a bunch of actions that you need to take, and if you take them, then things will change in your life for the better. And that's where, you know, I found I just needed to trust, you know, the people in this program and the approach that this program has. And I just did that completely. You know, I went through the steps, and as a result of those steps, my life began to change. And, you know, that personality changes, I get told today from other people in my life, is that I've completely changed. And what I identify that with is now I've become the person that I truly am. You know, I've always been, not the person that was, you know, just obsessed with drinking and that's all I could ever think about. Now I think about other people in my life, and it's a really great life. So if you're out there struggling, I really encourage you to give AA a go if you feel that, you know, something that I've said today resonates with you. So thanks for asking me to share.
Thanks, Darren.
You're on 104.6 Planet FM with Alcoholics Anonymous, AA meeting on air. And we have members of our fellowship and they're sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And the next person to share is Andy. Do you want to share?
Sure, I'm Andy and I'm an alcoholic and addict.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Andy.
Thanks for having me here today. My experience is I first came into the fellowship when I was 19 years old. I was very young. And I listened more for the differences, not the similarities. And all the old-timers had said to me, yet, institutionalized, that can happen. Jail, that can happen. Loss of jobs, that can happen. Loss of family, that can happen. And I didn't believe them, so I set out to go around the world and prove them all wrong. And for the better part, I thought I had, you know, I did geographicals to many places, tried many different jobs, and along the way met a wonderful partner and ended up having a couple of kids, beautiful daughters with them, who were my world and still are my world. And came back to New Zealand about 20 years ago and set up business and was obsessed in setting up business and was pretty much a dry drunk. The reason why I drank was the solution to my not fitting inside my skin. I never felt like I belonged. And so when I drank or drugged, I had a euphoric state that made me feel good about me and it made me relate to other people for a short time anyway. From there, business was going well, and a chain of events took place in our business where things weren't going so well, and that's where my addiction started to escalate. And they talk about this disease being a progressive disease, and boy, was it progressive. Within a matter of 6 months, I went from having a beautiful, what I thought was beautiful, loving family home to watching my wife walking out of our house, all the boxes being packed, and everything just slowed right down, and my beautiful daughters walking out as well, and there was just me left on the kitchen floor, and everything was in slow motion. And I've always been had a faith and a spiritual faith of, and I felt betrayed. I felt that there cannot be a God of any sort that would allow that to happen, you know. My wife and my kids were my world, as I said earlier on. So they left, and I was using every day. There was just to kill the pain, to make it all go away, and it didn't work anymore. And so from there, I decided it's time to exit. And it was really just a divine intervention, really, that I was found. It's nothing short of a miracle that I'm still here today. And within the last month of my using and drinking, I was in and out of hospitals on 3 occasions. And so it still took me another 4 weeks to come back into these rooms. 4 weeks prior, I met a man, a lovely man, who I can call my sponsor today. And he said to me, and this was on my last using and drinking day, he said, 3 things, pick up the phone, go to this rehab centre or you're going to die. And I was in my car up at Mangawai, and I was looking straight ahead going, there are no more doors to open. I've been through every door here. And so I did. I drove back down to Auckland. For the first time, I listened to somebody who knew what they were talking about, and that lovely man and the other lovely men that just guided me gently. I came in and detoxed. That was a living hell. I was in the fetal position for the better part of 3 to 4 days, realizing, like Darren, the loss of his wife and kids, which was a major. And from there, that's where the pain really started to start happening. I had to sort of go down to come up. And what I was used to was Andy running from Andy. And now it was wherever I went, I was always there. I was turning up. And so there were two rehab centres. There was one up in Auckland and one in Nelson. And on my own back, I was going back and forth, never to go out and use, but when something would happen in group or something, it was, or I didn't like, or if I couldn't have, this disease is me, myself, and I. And it's a disease of self-centeredness. And the behaviour was, as I was told, completely out the gate. You take away the alcohol and drugs, and we've got a really sick cookie. But something happened down in the South Island. I had room to breathe. A very spiritual man down there, who he has a higher power, and I now have a higher power, who I choose to call God. It's not a religious higher power. I live a day at a time, and if I live and have my head in tomorrow, or if I have my head in yesterday, I can go crazy. I have this little committee up in my head. But if I just live in the moment and always try to do the next right thing, something happens. It's like you said before, it's hard to understand, but something does happen. And I try to practice the steps. 1, 2, and 3 of the 12 steps are my daily maintenance. And I wake up in the morning and I hand my will and my life over to the care of my God as I understand him. And for the best part, I have good days. At the moment, I only came in around Christmas time, so compared to you guys, we've got all of the information, we know all the literature, but now it's an action program for me, for Andy. And so I'm doing several meetings a day. I do 2, sometimes 3 a day. And it's not just for the meetings to keep me clean. It's for me to stay connected. I find a lot of hope and a lot of love, unconditional love in the rooms. And it's also to form relationships with people. Once you start forming relationships with people, they start to get to know you. And then you start to hang around. And you start to learn about yourself. So, my experience is to anybody thinking about whether they're an alcoholic or not. Maybe there's something in my story that can help out, because I definitely went out there and tried everything to prove it wrong. And here we are. We're back here. And I'm, you know, by a miracle, I'm really grateful. And just today, I'm having a great day. Thank you for having me here today. I never saw myself doing this 6 months ago. And Steve, I remember seeing you many years ago, and it's great to see you here today too, mate. You look really well, and it's awesome. So my hope today is to, and my message to anybody out there that's struggling, is just keep your head in today. Look to do the next right thing and go and help someone else. There's always someone else worse off than you. And that's me. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
You're with Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We had members of our fellowship in this morning sharing our experience, strength and hope about our journey of recovery from alcoholism. The last person to share this morning is John. Do you want to share?
Hi, my name is John and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, John. Hi, John.
Thank you, boys, for your sharing. That's inspiring stuff. I'm celebrating 16 years of sobriety today.
Congratulations, John.
And thank you. And I can vouch that what these guys said is absolutely true. That first of all is the discovery of self. I did geographicals until I ran out of places to go. I've learned so much about myself. It is a disease. I believe that alcoholism is a disease. The self obsession that goes with it can be treated, and I've learned how to treat that. I remember at my first meeting an old guy, an old timer, who said to me, "You know, you got to treat your head like a dark alley. Don't go there on your own." So I took that away with me, and I discovered a higher power, and a higher power to me was something different. So I needed to explore that avenue, and I've learned that my higher power looks after me. There's some disciplines that I apply to my life today that make my life the most wonderful life you could possibly imagine. I'm emotionally and spiritually and financially wealthier now than I've ever been in my life. I have a wonderful family who have supported me through this. I've learned how to help people. I understand how I operate now, and that's through the process of going to meetings in AA, doing the 12 steps, and actually going and helping people. I find that helping people is a wonderful gift. It's given me years of strength and in my sobriety, and the strength to be able to help other people. And I've been sponsoring people for quite a few years, and it works really well for me. I get good feedback from people about what I, you know, how do I operate? How do they operate? So it's really, really positive. I guess I could say that, I'm a happy customer. My drinking was terrible. I don't want to go into the long-winded version of it, but in the short version of it, it just almost destroyed me, almost killed me. Today I can go out the front door, and I can go to the dairy and come back. One time that would never happen 3 weeks later. So that's the kind of behaviors that were centered around my alcoholism. Selfish self-centeredness seems to be the operative way for me to function. Since I stopped drinking, my life has become... I'm caught for words right now. It's like after all this time, it's still fresh in my memory. The first day I walked into an AA meeting, and I can only say that for those people that sat around that room, they were all there for me. That's kind of how I felt, and those people, I became one of those people, and I passed that on. And I feel that this community of Alcoholics Anonymous share their strengths and their hope with each other. They're the only version of AA that's out there in the public, if you like. And it's just wonderful to be part of that. And it's wonderful to be able to be useful again. To be useful is really important. That's what I find. You know, it's hard to beat somebody who's got that experience that can talk to you about. I can talk to newcomers, and a newcomer can educate me as well about what goes on in their head. And getting back to my dark alley, you know, is I can't trust myself, and I have to run it past my higher power. And that's what I find really helps. And I'll make a phone call before I make a decision, because procrastination seems to be my middle word. So I need to be able to, I need to be able to function in a normal world, whatever normal is, but I need to be able to do that with the confidence that gives me my sobriety today, a gift that I can absolutely appreciate. I pass on what I can and what's worked for me freely. And also it happens for me in meetings. I find people who have the wisdom would not necessarily the sobriety years up either. And the wisdom that goes with that is wonderful to hear and wonderful to accept and wonderful to be able to pass on. And I guess that's what it's life experiences that, that have given me this this new way of living, you know. My appreciation for things that I took for granted have only been heightened by the sense of belonging that I have in this group of people in AA. I find it great to be able to do service as well. I think that's very important in my early sobriety. I did service for a long time, for maybe 15 years. And now I can, I'm still doing it, but I'm working on the principle that I can live a, I'm at peace with myself. I think that's the most important thing too. I no longer have the committee meetings like somebody else had talked about earlier. I fired the committee a long time ago. So I live with the dictum that I run it past my higher power. I talk to my friends being in AA. I talk to my sponsor. And there's somebody that's really important in your career of being sober. My sobriety career is based around a good sponsor and sponsors. And I found that these people would be my rock bottom, my rock to go to and to talk to and to be able to share the most intimate of stuff, so that I can hear myself and I can understand myself. And now I can understand myself today better than I've ever done in my life, and I can complicate things just as easily. So I have to be careful about how I operate. I have to be conscious of who I am, and I have to be in the now. So I live in the now, and that's what I found to be really helpful. I used to live in the past and then think in the future and never in the now, and I've learned to live in the now. And what I do is part of my routine. Every morning I read page 86 to 88 in the book or the manual of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that gives me an insight into why I am like I am. So I can never forget that I'm an alcoholic, because if I do, I'm in trouble. And I've learned to appreciate how, what a wonderful organization this group of people have become globally. And thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
You've been listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. Members of the fellowship have been in sharing their stories and their journeys about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And just to wrap things up, you know, we don't arrive here by accident, and we don't we only arrive here when our lives have completely fallen apart, and we are using. And Alcoholics Anonymous is a place where we get to put it back together again. And so if you've identified with our speakers and you'd like to do something about your drinking, there's a couple of things you can do. You can log on to aa.org.nz, and in the drop-down box under meetings lists is a list of all meetings in the Greater Auckland area and right throughout the whole country. Or you can phone 0800 AA Works, and this will put you in contact with an AA member in your local area. So we'll be back here again next Sunday at 10:45 on 104.6 Planet FM with Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, meeting on air. And we'll close our meeting with the Serenity Prayer.
God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.